Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. It's an empowering moment here. Heads up, we had scheduled Miranda Esmond White to be our guest tonight to talk about her lovely classical stretch exercise regimen, which I am in love with, by the way. She had a schedule change, so we have moved her to the 29th this Thursday, and I do apologize to the shortwave folks that probably won't hear that broadcast. All I can say is if you get an opportunity to get on a computer, you go to our archive area and listen later. Also, for those of you that have been so wonderful to let me know that when the show Herb Talk does not play on the shortwave WWCR, you call me up and let me know it didn't. the folks at Financial, Discount Gold and Silver Trading, Melanie Cederstrom's group there, they're the ones that sponsor Herb Talk on the shortwave for the evening broadcast at 8 p.m. Eastern. So in the future, if the show does not air, Melanie's the one to contact because she's the one that is sponsoring the show, and because WWCR is not going to listen to me. So you need to call Discount Gold and Silver Trading the next time it doesn't air and you're all disappointed and bummed. Let her know. Her number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188 at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And hopefully we won't have any more technical problems with it not airing like that. So we'll just see how it goes. But we're going to be talking with Miranda Esmond White on Thursday. And she's going to talk about this classical stretch routine that I came across at Christmas time. And I've just been doing it. It's a stretch routine and very gentle, very low impact. And it's just what my body needed because I do all these exercise routines like turbo fire, hip hop abs, you know, kind of get the blood pumping. And I just seem to go sliding through those routines so much better since I've been stretching. So I think it's whether you work out like me or not, I think the stretching part is a plus. So we're going to talk with her on Thursday. And again, I apologize to the shortwave folks that you'll miss that interview. Let's see. We do have a quack report, but before... Oh, what are we going to talk about tonight? We're going to be talking about the Methuselah connection. Yeah. Want to live to 100? Well, we're going to check that out. Also, we're going to talk about some foods that we're eating that we probably aren't doing us any good, and some foods that will improve some functions like your mental capacity, your heart, and so forth. And if we get time, we may get into some drugs that I need to give you a heads up about that you might want to avoid. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we do that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, always lifting them up in prayer. And asking God's hand of protection be upon them. And, you know, that's what I do. I like to see his face and make sure that, you know, he knows my name. And the only way to do that is to stay in contact with him. And so I pray for righteousness and truth as we're supposed to, according to Isaiah 59. We're supposed to plead for that. We're supposed to, you know, seek the Lord out and ask him for that daily. And, you know, because you're not going to get what you don't ask for, right? Also, another thing that I find that this world we live in is so weird is that, you know, mothers can seek out an abortion and kill an unborn child, but then mothers who don't want to have their kids assaulted with vaccines that can have dangerous side effects and even a mortality risk, they're considered a criminal. Well, here's what Jeremiah chapter 20 says. A mother's womb should not be a grave. What? Well, yeah, there you go. Also, Matthew 18, whoever offends the little child, God says it would have been better for him to have a millstone hung around his neck and dumped in the ocean. Well, I think abortion counts as an offense, and so does a vaccine. You know, a millstone's 4,000 pounds. Not good. Got to wrap your brain around this stuff. And, well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, what do we got in the quacker? Oh, they have this thing about hay fever. It's a new report. Scientists out of the University of Washington say that people that are using the over-the-counter drugs, Beatrill, and some other things, they're taking these medications as they're supposed to. Well, they may be taking them with other things, sleeping pills, asthma drugs. This all increases your risk, they say, of developing dementia, according to the study. So if you're taking hay fever tablets along with your sleeping pills and your asthma drugs, the implications are, you know, potential safety risks are in the mix here. Hay fever medications and dementia. So they say if you take a daily dose of pills like Benadryl or Prioton or Nyatol for about 3 years, It increases your chance, they say, of getting Alzheimer's disease by about 60%. So the researchers at the University of Washington said that usually people that are on pensions use a lot of the over-the-counter drugs, and they don't always tell their doctor they're taking that along with some other medications that they're on. So drugs are known as what they call anticholinergics, and they have the ability to block the acetylsilicon. It's a chemical that is involved in the transmission of electrical impulses between your nerve cells in your brain. So people with Alzheimer's have a decrease in these acetylsilicon and may be exacerbated by these antidepressants, these hay fever things, and other stuff they're on, according to the report. Wow. Okay, and last but not least in the Quack Report, we're going to go to MIT researchers over there in their Matrix lab. Guess what they're doing? They want to complete their work here. They have this interface which allows them to hook a computer up to the human brain. Yep, want to get hooked up? The system they're working on could deliver optical signals and even drugs directly into the brain itself. They think it may have some future medical application for things like Parkinson's disease. But this interface allows them actually to plug a human brain into a computer. So the MIT people are working with these little tiny fibers about the diameter of a human hair, and they say this is the interface. And they say that the system could deliver optical signals, drugs directly, along with electrical readouts that could monitor the effects of these inputs that they're going to be plugging into a brain. So they're building neural interfaces, if you will, to interact with your tissue of your brain, your organic gray matter. Mm-hmm. And the human brain's complex. I hope they know what they're doing. And extremely challenging work, apparently, according to some of the researchers here. But they're all pumped up about being able to hook a brain up to a computer, apparently. So they're going to have some neural probes that are going to have some signals going back and forth. I don't know. This could be bad, I think. You know, new technology. This new technology is described, if you want to check it out, in the Journal of Nature Biotechnology. The biometrics is on the way. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Well, I'm kind of bummed I'm not going to be talking with Miss White tonight about her stretch. But I got something equally as good, though. We're going to talk about the Methuselah connection. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Bible reading people know who Methuselah was. You know, some of the new people, the new generation, they don't even know who Noah is. But anyway, people who are not biblically illiterate, they know who Methuselah was. He is mentioned in the Old Testament as a child of God who lived during what is called the Age of the Patriarchs. And those mentioned during this time, you know, these guys were godly men. They were diligent, they were righteous leaders, and they were men of great age and dignity. So Methuselah lived to be 969 years old. I mean, I don't think most people could wrap their brain around living that long, or would maybe want to live that long. So no other man really is said to have lived this long. Think about it. Instead of starting a family in their 30s, these guys started their family when they were in their hundreds. Mm-hmm. So obviously these biblical men of old did not have, you know, to contend with the stress and the pollution of our modern life. However, their challenges were not unlike ours with regards to maintaining health. So we're going to take a look and see how we can improve on our health quest by looking into the past. Well, let's look at the ancient cuisine first. The people who lived before Noah tend to abstain from certain foods, you know, immoral activity that could increase the risk of a disease, and they also valued their spiritual life. So these three keynotes are important for health. Another branch of this tree of life is the Bible diet, as some people have come to call it. So when we notice what these patriarchs ate to preserve their health, we see just how far we've gotten off course with our own lifestyle. So the foods of choice were vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts, seeds, and whole grains. So after the flood, additional foods were acceptable to eat, including some seafood, fowl, livestock, and on occasion even insects. So the forbidden foods listed were, you know, creatures that were scavengers. They were not to eat these, okay, because scavengers tend to eat dead things that could be diseased, and this would negatively impact man's health. So foods such as catfish and birds of prey and shellfish and hogs, they were not consumed. Well, let's load some of the science here, because if we carefully look at the source of the fruits and the vegetables, we can see just how the ancients preserved their health. So it is said that when Moses was about to die at 120 years of age, that his eyes were not dim. He had perfect vision. So the ancients, you know, they knew a few things. It appears, you know, that God provided basically a rainbow of colorful foods which contain many phytonutrients. So the ancients really didn't care how much beta carotene was in the food, just that it tastes good and it preserved good health. So the trees, the plants, the herbs that produced those red colored foods such as cherries, apples, cranberries, tomatoes, strawberries, beets, and radishes all contain lycopene for healthy eyes. Now the orange foods like your oranges and your peaches, pumpkin, and squash, and even your habanero peppers contain lots of beta-carotene. Well, let's look at this Bible food pyramid for a minute. So the diet of that the scriptures display, a display of food pyramid that's heavy on fruits and vegetables at the base. So the basic foods that the patriarchs consumed were fruit, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, legumes, and this basically was the staple of their diet. So they also added, you know, some herbs, but the mainstay was the fruits and the nuts and the whole grains, legumes. These were all the staples. So they did add herbs from time to time. And they also had a mainstay of water. They drank and consumed very little wine or strong drink in their diet. Now, later, when the animal meats were introduced to the diet, they were careful not to, they were careful to eat clean meats. The scripture is clear to avoid consuming the blood of the animals and not to consume bloody meat that was not properly cooked. And by the way, this is still enforced today because it is considered, quote, a covenant of perpetual generations in Genesis 9. So, you know, it's still in force. All right, let's talk about the medicines for just a little bit. Noah and his family did not have pharmaceutical medicines. They had something better. They had herbs for medicine guaranteed to serve them. So the nutrients in the medicinal herbs have complex and concentrated compounds that go beyond the nutrition of the fruits and vegetables. So the herbs are strong enough to move blood and to also cleanse it while enhancing the immune system function. So what medical science tries to determine is how herbs address the cause of disease instead of just masking the symptoms. Well, herbs would not serve mankind if they did that, and it would call God a liar, according to what is written in Psalms 104, where he says herbs are here for the service of man. All right, so, and then another good important thing to remember is digestion. Having good digestion is also a must for proper health. So eating what the ancients ate helps us avoid snacking on comfort foods that can, you know, give us unwanted weight and put us at risk of diabetes and heart disease. So the ancients would eat a meal and not eat until the next meal, allowing 4 to 5 hours for the digestive cycle to complete. There also has to be peace at the dining table to assist you in good digestion. So if there's an unpleasant atmosphere, it disrupts the digestive enzymes and can cause health problems. So this is why Scripture says it is better to eat your meal on your rooftop instead of in a house with a contentious person. That's in Proverbs 25. It also says it's better to dine on bitter herbs among friends than on a fatted calf among enemies. And that's in Proverbs 15. All right, let's check out this Forbes report, because Forbes did a report on some of the correlations between those who lived over 100. Are there any similarities among these individuals? So doctors feel that if we live to be 85 and we're still able to take care of our daily needs, hey, that's a miracle. But those who defy the age cutoff are considered a medical mystery. So what do people living today that are over 100 do to stay healthy? What are the researchers finding out here is that over 100, specifically in the Pacific Rim area, they ate lots of fish and grains and vegetables, and they eat very little animal foods like eggs, meat, or dairy. They also don't cook vegetables too much. They lightly steam or stir fry them to keep all the enzymes in them, and they eat them raw. So they don't cook them to death. And what they also found is that they generally, those over 100 did not consume soda beverages, but they drank water, fruit juice, or tea. No soda. Yuck. Soda. No soda. So they did not consume much coffee either or alcohol. So it appears that those living to be over 100 and still remain active tend to limit the red meat and the sugar. So our modern elderly folks also keep busy and stay active. They want to keep active, and many of them do regular stretching exercises like, you know, Miranda's classical stretch. So walking also is a daily exercise for them, and they do still do daily chores like yard work and housework. They want to keep fit and strong, so they keep moving. And those over 100 want to be mentally challenged, so they look for things to stimulate their brains, like crossword puzzles or being active in a book club. And another thing that the report mentioned is that those over 100 get outside a lot. They soak up the vitamin D in sunshine to improve their outlook and their mood. And many are married or widowed, or were married up until they were widowed. And they also are in contact with family and friends every day. So these wise folks also have an active spiritual life. So they pray every day, according to the report. And many have yet to retire. They still are active, at least in some way, in their professions, or they do some volunteer work. Many still had their teeth, and they took really good care of their dental hygiene. So these great people over 100 also said they stayed away from people who liked to cause drama or who were generally negative. Good idea. They also seek out younger retirees to help them stay engaged. So they kind of mentor them. Isn't that great? And guess what? They see their doctors less than people half their age. Wow. So, you know, it's not out of date. I mean, some things are timeless, right? Like good, healthy diets, basic foods. So it appears that the diet during the age of the patriarchs compares to how those over 100 are living lives today. They understand moderation. They avoid snacking, and they stay physically and mentally engaged. They understand that there is a lot of truth in that old saying that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And you don't get to be 100 taking pharmaceutical drugs and annual exams that dose you with radiation. So they are also the generation that did not get vaccinated to death. Think about it. These people were born in, you know, 1915. So they know that if you stay close to God, you will have a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1, and organic food basically is your medicine, and herbs are there to add to it when necessary to help protect your health. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs they do offer natural solutions to a lot of these everyday problems. So you want to check out their herbal tooth and gum formula. It's very cool. As well as they have a bunch of digestive herbs that protect you from overeating. It's good stuff. And they have some immune boosting and organ cleansing herbs. They even have an herbal eye wash that's excellent for vision issues. And if you don't always eat right, check out their Body Foundation food mix and you can power up on your nutritional needs. So they got lots to offer. Give them a call. Get a free product catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You get there typing in herbtalklive.com if you want. That's if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. That's right. That's right. So do that. And I had a gentleman call me about the new 15th anniversary product catalog. Yeah, he says it is a teaching tool. Yeah, it's, it gives you an idea of how you can use herbs singly by themselves or in combination with other herbs for a more synergistic effect. So you can get different uses out of all these herbs. And so, that's what the catalog, you know, offers some of that, as well as, totally certified organic, grown to tilth standards, whole food, handcrafted herbal formulas. You can't get any better than that. There you go. All right. Well, we're going to jump into, I know we're coming up to a break in a few minutes here, but I want to jump into the next part about the foods that we're eating. Let's talk about some of the best foods and the worst foods. You know, we were just talking about diet, lifestyle, and how our ancient ancestors preserved their health. So we want to power ourselves up. And, you could do that with regular exercise, obviously. It's going to create a lot of stamina and strength in the system. So if you can find a nice routine that you can stick with on a regular basis, you'll look younger, you'll feel younger, you'll have more energy to go up and down stairs, and you'll just do yourself a world of good if you work in some regular exercise on a daily basis. So it's real important to health. But the other thing that's real important to health is you don't want to do exercise and do your herbs and things for better health and then, you know, ruin that and tear that all down with poor lifestyle choices and foods. So we're going to look at the association between a lot of these differences in the food lists, and you can be the one that makes your decisions. Okay, the best and the worst. What determines which foods are good or bad for you? Well, a food affects several things, and as according to Dr. Carley, it could even change DNA. So it could change your system pH. It can affect the transit time of your bowel. It can affect if your body's actually able to remove enough toxins so you don't get sick. So you have a lot of body systems, actually 12 major ones, that food can influence. And so normally we don't think of food doing all that. All we care about is that it tastes good and we feel full and satisfied. But we have to be more discerning about the food choices we make because it impacts us down the road in more ways than one. So foods made by giant food processors, probably the worst food list. They're going to make the worst food list. These are the heavily salted foods. These are the ones that are coated in that process. Dead salt, I call it dead salt, that doesn't have any minerals in it yet anymore. And also, it will lack minerals, it will lack nutrition, it'll lack a lot of things. It'll also be too sweet and cause problems for your endocrine system, which involves your pancreas. So there are more salted foods on the market than you think. There's salted fish, there's salted nuts, there's salted seeds, there's salt in soups, crackers. Oh boy, gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
You don't know my kind of you. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. Yeah, we need some help. We need some help being discerning about the foods we're popping in our mouth. Well, right before the break, we were talking about all this dead salt that they put on everything. And I'm talking about the salt that's pretty much a waste product after they distill away all the minerals to sell to supplement manufacturers and pharmaceutical companies. So the salty and sweet foods are always real popular for snacking. And then, of course, they're also going to be the constipating foods as well. They'll slow down the elimination channel and cause digestive problems. So foods that slow down the elimination channel, the toxin removal, basically get reabsorbed, and they don't get, those toxins get reabsorbed and not eliminated in a timely manner. So the foods that will constipate are going to be the starchy types of foods. Things like starchy beans, cheese will really slow down the bowel. It really does congest the bowel and causes a lot of mucus to coat the bowel. Chocolate is another one that kind of is a constipating food, as well as coffee can be constipating. I know people use it to move the bowel, but it can also constipate some folks, as well as some other things, but we don't have a whole list to go over right now. So foods that add to your body fat index, you really should avoid and limit. So that'll be your sugar foods, your fatty foods like bacon, pork, any of those fatty meats. And watch your soups. A lot of people think soup's not fattening, not salty, but you need to read labels. So your wheat is also going to be real high in the gluten, and it converts to sugar and damages your intestinal flora. So Americans, you really have a food pyramid that is 29 to 30% refined foods. And long-term use of that with the refined grains really does produce absorption problems. There's nutrient deficiency because it's not absorbed properly, especially when it comes to calcium. All right, so let's look at the foods that kind of get on the best food list. Foods that will help the elimination channels, help you remove toxins in a timely manner. You know, have a free-flowing toxin removal system going there. So foods like beets, apples, radishes, flaxseed, all have natural-like properties to keep the bowel moving. So we need to eat these foods and keep the system clean. And you may even want to do your regular bowel cleansing as a maintenance. It's a step prevention to, keep you healthy and disease-free. All right, let's see. Foods that help with cholesterol, keeping that balanced, too, and also to help prevent the cardiovascular risks in disease. Lecithin, omega-3 oils, like your fish and olive oil, and also chlorophyll. Yeah. Berries are also going to be excellent sources of natural iron. This keeps the blood from getting clogged with a lot of impurities and also works as a laxative as well. Now, your liver has some life-balancing tasks that it has to perform in the body, and it needs some natural iron as well. So you can't beat the chlorophyll that you're going to get in greens. So think of even the parsley on your plate full of chlorophyll. It's a breath freshener. A lot of people think it's just a garnish. No, it was put there as a breath freshener. And initially, that's what it was for. Especially, if you had fish for dinner. Your system also can run either on the hot or cool side. So cucumbers actually help cool a hot system down. They're high in sodium and help keep your system cool, especially in the summer months. So have some cucumbers. So that's where you get that literally cool as a cucumber saying, okay? Now, to help brain function, you might want to eat more baked or broiled fish because of the phosphorus content in it. Eggs also have phosphorus and can be best, but in a limited or moderated course. Eggs do provide food for the brain, the nervous system, and the glands. Now, dates keep your body warm in the winter, so you can, chuck down some dates. Don't mess with the thermostat. Garlic is also your natural antiseptic that contains high amounts of sulfur to kill any microorganisms, parasites even. And it helps the brain to stay more active. So it's also a food source that the reproductive system loves. So garlic. It's also your natural antibiotic. So poor man's antibiotic. Keep that in mind. So if you want to assist the body to regenerate and heal itself, to help it replace dead and dying tissues with healthy new ones, you need to make sure that your toxins aren't building up to prevent that from happening and give disease a foothold. Okay, so toxin removal is important. Elimination channels working properly for that is important. And don't recongest the system with really bad foods. So let's talk about some of the foods that can cause a lot of system malfunction. These culprit foods will lead us to, giving disease a foothold. So these types of foods collect germs. Some of these foods are whiskey, spoiled foods, rancid foods, burned foods. I'm talking about even including the ones on the charcoal grill. Mm-hmm. Smoked foods and fermented foods. So you have to watch that and use them in extremely careful moderation. So when the American Indians moved into a new area back in the turn of the century, then the country was being discovered, they wanted to know which foods grew in the area that they should eat. And so what they did is they watched the wildlife, especially the birds. Indians would take note of what foods birds didn't eat. Birds won't touch rhubarb or cranberries or green plums because they're too high in oxalic acid, which ruin your joints, by the way. So a brief exposure to cooked cranberries, you know, once you're at Thanksgiving, it's at a minimum, it's not going to be a big deal, but you know what I mean. And what about cranberry juice? Well, only for flushing urinary tract if you're going to use that. And in some cases, that could add too much sugar and make that system worse. So you better be careful. So eating your foods that are in season is really a natural way to help keep the body balanced with its pH. So if you're doing your cleansing, a lot of people will pick a season and do their organ cleansing once or twice a year. Fall and spring, winter or summer, whatever works for you. If you're going to do that, use the foods and the juices that are in that season. So if you're cleansing in the fall, you want to use apple cider. If you're cleansing in the spring, you want to use more things like a pineapple apple juice. So keep that in mind. So, of course, you know, you can alternate with vegetable juices. That is allowed as well. So if you're looking for, let's say, some natural iron and chlorophyll and phosphorus, and maybe throw in some natural manganese and some vitamin, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins that, you know, are a concentrated source that make it a bit easier for you to get a collection of nutrition going in your system, then that body food mix that I mentioned that the folks at Apothecary Herbs put out is an excellent thing. It's a powder. You just throw it in a smoothie or in some vegetable or citrus juice, and it's water soluble. It's in the system in 60 seconds, so there's no pill to digest, and you don't have to worry about swallowing pills. So check that out. It's probably one of the best products that people ask for over there. It's one of their most popular, I guess is what I meant to say. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com, and it's Body Foundation Food Mix. Or you can call and request a free catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, don't forget, they have new coupons on their HMO page. That stands for Herb Medicine Options. So there's a green button in the left corner of the homepage. Click on that, and you can see what coupon would apply to your order, and you can save some money there. All right, so let's look at some food sources and herb sources that will help improve specific functions and areas of the body. If you're trying to focus and target an area, maybe this segment of the show will help you out. We want to take a look at some of the foods that help build up healthy blood, because I've talked about beets being excellent sources for the natural iron that help build up the blood system in 24 hours. So if your body requires specific nutrition to help make red blood cells, to distribute oxygen and other nutrients to the cells, and to help, you know, support and grab and hold on to oxygen, you need some natural iron in the system, not synthetic stuff, okay? When you get a natural whole food source of iron, you have all the other mineral uptakes that the body needs to make that iron work properly. So the chemistry was done by the master himself. That would be God. Now, transportation requires resources to deliver nutrition through the body. And if you got a lot of waste material bogging down your system, that makes it hard for your body to deliver the nutrition where it needs to go. So that's why we're talking about making sure you have proper pH and you do your cleanses on a regular basis. So if you keep your pH in the blood balanced as well as to regulate your body temperature, you'll avoid, guess what? Blood clots. Yeah. It sounds, you know, impossible, but it isn't. Now, if you're taking a lot of synthetic supplements, you're not going to get as far. When you use foods, whole food supplements, handcrafted type of supplements, these are designed to work with your system with the nutrition that was intended to be in that source of food. So the body can tap in, use what it needs, and void out any residues without any side effects. So when you use foods and herbs, they're designed to help, for instance, build up your blood system, to help the heart and the blood vessels. So if you're looking for, besides the beets, if you're looking for some rich herbs, you want to look for, you know, herbs that maybe have some B complexes that are organic Bs, not synthetic. You want some food sources with niacin and your vitamin C and E, some with bioflavonoids and folic acid, calcium, of course, some iron and silicon and manganese and magnesium and iodine, all these natural ingredients that typically are in your foods and your herbs. They're here for the service of man. Don't forget that. So you're going to find a lot of nutrients like this in products like brewer's yeast, garlic, wheat germ, chlorophyll, alfalfa, your olives, I love olives, watercress, parsley, figs, we mentioned figs to keep you warm, grape juice, I'm talking about some really good grape juice, hawthorn, berries, ginger root, poke root, sassafras, and burdock root, echinacea root, one of my great favorite immune-boosting herbs, some red clover to keep the blood clean, and some oat straw and some habanero cayenne. So a lot of these herbs work together synergistically to perform great things inside the body. Well, let's talk about some of these sources to help the brain and nervous system out. So you're going to use some really super support to help the brain, and it likes phosphorus-rich foods for that. And the extra benefit is that, well, if you use animal phosphorus foods, you're also going to nourish the nerves and the glands at the same time. So if you're using plants with phosphorus, you're going to nourish the bones at the same time. So I like to use things like valerian root, hops and skullcap and lobelia. And if you're looking for a supply of animal phosphorus from foods, eggs, of course, the egg yolk, codfish, and the brain likes those foods if you're going to use animal foods. So you can actually use these foods to help your brain to regulate many of the body functions and nerve impulses and enhance even your sensory perception and motor coordination. So you want to look for foods that have the vitamin Bs, the natural ones, the B complex, your C, D, E, and F, your folic acid, your niacin, pantothenic acid, and you're also going to need some calcium and phosphorus, natural sulfur and iodine, and zinc and silicon. So you know what we have at Apothecary Herbs? We have a alphabet food list, which will have, let's say, the nutrient. Let's say it's vitamin C or vitamin D or whatever vitamin you're thinking you're low on, and it lists your foods and your herbs so that you can beef up those things in your diet rather than popping a lot of pills out there. So if you're interested in the alphabet food list, I know it sounds funny, but we do send that out free of charge, so you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and request one by phone, and they can mail it to you in the mail, or you can get on the website and send them an email, and they can email it to you, so whichever you prefer. Now, there are some muscle energy foods as well. These are protein foods for building a lot of muscles required by the body. They're going to have high calorie content. It helps keep muscles warm, helps keep your body feeling warm. Men require more protein, obviously, and healthier fats than females since they have more muscle mass and require more blood volume. Yet you guys out there, in one drop of your blood, you have 1 million more red blood cells than us women because you have more volume, more muscle mass to maintain. So that's interesting. So your energy foods, like your carbohydrates that are on the sweet side, you should chew them well. You'll absorb more of the nutrition then. And you also, when you chew and you masticate your food properly, you'll secrete a quart of saliva, which has starch digesting enzymes called ptyalin, and that's important for good digestion and absorption. So you need to chew. Also, your raw foods, your fruits and vegetables, helps to strengthen not only your jaw muscles, but also provides adequate digestive enzymes to help your body absorb the nutrition in those foods. So keep in mind, your raw food plus your saliva enzymes really does equal healthy, toned bodies. So foods for your muscles, you're going to need vitamin B complex, D, E, and A, biotin, panthenolic acid, calcium, potassium, magnesium, nitrogen, and iron. So foods rich in these nutrients are going to be things like olives, rye, lima beans, rice bran, bananas, sprouts, watercress, grains, whole grains, legumes, and apples. If you want to look at herbs that are rich in these nutrients, juniper berries, rosemary, horseradish, wild cabbage, kelp, dults, horsetail, and black walnut. Herbs for more energy are going to be your habanero cayennes because it moves circulation in the blood and reduces stress on the system. Also, I like to layer in American ginseng. It's a stamina herb, so athletes, professional athletes will use American ginseng. It gives them stamina, and it also keeps them in the good. They pass their drug tests when they use that. So now if you're looking at it, those immune-boosting herbs, they provide energy also to the body. It strengthens the organs and glands and lymphatic system. Astragalus root, your garlic, your echinacea root, and, of course, you can layer in your ginsengs for more synergistic effect as well. Now, let's say you're cold-natured. I tend to be. I freeze in the wintertime. I'm not one of these hot-natured people. I'm throwing on the sweaters. I'm wrapping up on the couch, and I'm asking the dog to come keep me warm. I'm cold-natured, okay? So if your system tends to run on the cold side, you have to be more careful when you're using fats. So vegetable fats will warm the body. A cold body really can have difficulty metabolizing cold vegetable oils, as well as the protein in beans and lentils. So fats have a melting point and are metabolized much better in a body with good circulation. So a cold body can't really break down the proteins in beans as efficiently. So be aware of that. Let's talk about animal foods for a minute, because there is a right way and a wrong way to metabolize animal foods. So if you don't eat enough high-fiber foods, well, the animal meat will quickly putrefy in your colon. Therefore, it's all about the transit time if you're going to eat animal foods, meats. So if you have a sluggish bowel and you move only a few times a week, you don't only go to the bathroom a few times a week, well, you're constipated. That's what you are. People don't think of it that way. They think they move pretty regular if they go three times a week. No. We're designed to go every day and several times a day. If you eat three meals a day, you're supposed to go three times a day. Usually, if you had the perfect digestion, when you eat a meal, your bowel would move 30 minutes later. Most people don't have that going on. They rush off to work or back to school. They're not going to the bathroom. You know, so the bowels, it gets constipated. So, you know, if you're not going every day, there's a red flag. There should be alarms going off, right? Right? I mean, even if you moved once a day, that'd be better than three times a week. Oof. So if the food sits too long in the bowel, what happens is toxic bacteria develops, and this can kill off some of that good friendly gut flora that you have there, and like your acidophilus, for one. And if you have a sluggish bowel and you don't get this corrected with better diet and regular exercise, Well, what happens is you get a lot of toxic protein byproducts that can make their way into your bloodstream and then cause various health complications. And I know some of you out there have heard about, you know, leaky gut. This is another thing. You can have these impurities leak or get through the colon wall and leak outside the other side of your colon. And your colon touches up against other organs. If you're a woman, the uterus. If you're a guy, you know, obviously you got a prostate. Also, you've got back muscles and sciatic nerves. So a lot of times these impurities can agitate those areas and cause problems. So keep the system clean and you can sidestep a lot of issues. Now, in a nutshell, there's really people ask about their general daily requirements. Well, if you ask certain people, they're going to tell you, you know, it's a good idea to have 5 ounces of nitrate foods for your muscles, 20 ounces of carbonates for your starches, for your heart, and to warm your body and your muscle structure, 3% phosphate, have a gallon of liquid, non-dehydrating liquid. In other words, it's not coffee, it's not tea, it's not alcohol, and it's not soda, so hydrating liquid. Have some bulk foods with cellulose fiber in them, which absorbs water, bulks up the stool, and improves your transit time, because when you have enough fiber, it'll do that. It'll absorb water and bulk up, and then it'll press on the colon wall where there's nerve endings there to move the muscle, to move the stool through the colon. So that's why. So the next time, you know, you think you're pretty regular and you're going 3 times a week, you're going to remember what I said. I'm going to say it again. You're not regular. You're constipated, and you're giving disease a foothold by keeping all those protein toxins in there. So if you're interested in learning how to improve and tone your bowel muscle so it's not so sluggish, not so lazy, A, you got to address diet, and also we have some cleanses that will help improve and tone that bowel muscle. It's not going to create a dependency like laxatives can. So you want to make it strong. You know, I always when I want to look at something, I always say, is this going to make me stronger or weaker? Is this going to make me healthier or sicker? Always ask yourself that. If it's not making you stronger, what is it doing? Yeah, empowerment is what you want. And so always go for that. Now, if you're interested in learning more about your cleanses, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can help you out. On their website, thepowerherbs.com, they have healthy guidelines. You can learn all about cleansing in a few short reads. It's not all that complicated, and it's not that long. It's just a quick snippet. And you can also learn about immune boosting and how you should store your herbs for optimum use and shelf life. You've got lots to learn, and it's a learning curve, but once you learn, it's just like brushing your teeth. So this is a step forward in your health quest. You're going to be healthier, and you're just going to be saving all kinds of money, not being sick. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website. Ask for a free product catalog. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. And your healthcare options just became endless. Get that 15th anniversary product catalog and learn. Also, don't forget, coming up Thursday on the show, we are going to be talking with Miranda Esmond-White. I think she's in Canada, but she's going to be with us. And she's going to tell us all about Classical Stretch, which it's a program she designed to give you strength and flexibility. And she calls it aging in reverse, you know? Yeah, let's do it. She'll be with us on Thursday. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.